Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
630 Chad and the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club present the show that is everything Oilers. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas, Edmonton's number one hot tub and swim spa dealer. The ideal place to start your daily vacation on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
6:05 in Edmonton, second hour of Oilers Now. Where guests receive gift cards to Japanese Village, save $10 on all certified Angus beef New York steak dinners. For full details, visit jvedmonton.ca. Japanese Village, Don and his staff will take care of you. You can keep texting us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Brian Lawton talking about the situation involving Leon Draisaitl, saying it's not the end of the world if he doesn't have the extension signed quickly into the offseason. You can text us, Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you always wanted. Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue. Open Monday to Saturday. Here we go. Steven says, Bob, I personally wouldn't be concerned if Leon didn't sign an extension this summer and decided to wait until the following summer to sync up his extension with McDavid. However, I think a substantial portion of the fan base would be very concerned. In addition, the media storm would dwarf what we saw this year with Nylander and Pettersson situations in Toronto and Vancouver, respectively. To avoid the drama, I think it behooves the organization and the player to sign an extension before training camp. Just my two cents. That one comes to us from Steven. Good text. Good text. We're entering it to the Text of the Week draw, where winners receive 3 months of watches at My Favorite Car Wash, Great White Car Wash, 10004 169th Street. Without further ado, we head off to the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline. The River Cree Resort and Casino open 24/7, 365. Excitement, bet on it. And we bring aboard four Montorio homes, developing customized homes perfectly built to fit your lifestyle. Visit Montorio.ca. We welcome back to the show Rob Brown. Hi, Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing very good, Bob.
Yeah, Lawton made an interesting point. Who says Draisaitl has to be signed before the season starts next year? He said, you know, maybe you can be patient. Can Oilers fans be patient with that, or do you think?
they can be. They won't be. As long as if there's a decision made by the trade deadline of next year, then that's where you have to make your call. But we live in a city that is hockey crazy, that they want news, they want everything instantaneous, and they do not want to sit and wait and hope that Leon's going to sign here and not know until the season starts. I think there would be a very big impatience with Edmonton Oilers fans if Leon decides to start the season without a contract.
Rob, if you were in the building Saturday night in Calgary in the final 6 minutes of the game and you saw the situation where McDavid tried to drive the net on the power play, and then we didn't see him a lot after that. A little bit nervous. Bottom line here is, you know, it's up to Chris Knobloch saying it's up to McDavid. He's out day to day. Certainly no need to rush him back, given that your team's already in the playoffs, right?
There is no need. Now, as a player, I mean, the awards don't mean as much to Connor as winning a Stanley Cup. But it is still, I mean, he could possibly still win the scoring title. He's still in the race for that. He's still in the race for the heart. Players don't like sitting out. They just don't. But I think he realizes the ultimate goal now for he and for Leon is a Stanley Cup. He knows that he has to be fully healthy going into the playoffs. I think he will make the final decision whether he plays, but I think there'll be a conversation with the trainer and the coaching staff that says, okay, we want you in the lineup, but we want you in the lineup on game 83 of this season as healthy as possible. What can we do to make that possible? What is best for you? What is best for the team? So a slight tweak right now and a 3 or 4 extra days of rest probably benefits Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers for him going into the playoffs fully rested instead of playing 6 out of 9 games.
Is it time?
Six games.
Yeah, is it also time for, you know what? Again, like I think they're way better positioned right now than they were earlier in the year. The team early in the year was taking on water out of the gate. After the loss to Winnipeg in overtime, the Oilers had dropped to 1-3-1, and then didn't have Connor in Minnesota, and didn't have Connor at home against the Rangers because they dropped to 1-5-1 after those two games. They also only played 11 forwards without McDavid in the lineup because Jay Woodcroft liked going in, the 11-7. And I kind of thought that backfired. Now, if I recall correctly, there might have been some roster limitations for the Oilers, but I think they're better positioned to handle it now than they were back then. Do you not agree?
Well, I do agree. Yeah, this is a good team. And if the Oilers can't win a game without Connor McDavid in the lineup, they're not that good a team. I mean, be honest. If you're going to take one third of your lineup and that stops you from winning, then you've got other issues with your lineup. I mean, the Vegas Golden Knights or the Oilers play tomorrow, missing five regulars out of their lineup, including their starting goaltender. Every team has gone through this. It gives other players an opportunity to play in different positions. There's extra minutes to be earned. You get to see different players under pressured situations in case something happens in the playoff and a Connor McDavid can't play in a game. Well, who are you going to put in then at that point? So the Oilers have a good team. They're capable of winning with or without Connor in the lineup. They're obviously much better with 97 playing, but this is still a very good team with a number of other players that take pride in the fact that they can contribute to a win. The best case scenario right now is for Connor to miss the game tomorrow. That gets him an extra 4 days of rest because he didn't practice the last couple of days. And then you reevaluate on Friday or Thursday, and he just gets rest. Rarely does a player in the National Hockey League get rest leading into the playoffs. So maybe this is a blessing in disguise where Connor McDavid has a tweak that allows him to be more rested come game 83 when they really count.
Tell me this, Rob. Did you ever have, were you ever part of a team where you guys lost a significant player due to injury and it altered the course and direction of your club that season?
Well, I mean, I played in Pittsburgh and Mario was gone for the year.
Yeah.
So I have, yes, and it has changed how our season's gone. I've also played in playoff games where we've had star players out and we've won. But, I mean, to me, it's funny. There's every team in the National Hockey League right now has players out of the lineup, and a lot of them have good players out of the lineup. But as you talked about at the beginning of this conversation, if Leon doesn't sign in the summer, how will the fan reaction be? Well, Connor McDavid might just have a tweak that keeps him out for 3 days of practice, yet there's going to be 10 articles written about it, and every talk show is going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because it's Connor McDavid and we're in Edmonton. I mean, Connor could play tomorrow and all of this was for naught, but having a healthy and rested Connor McDavid for April 20th or 21st is the most important thing for the Oilers as they march towards the Stanley Cup. Everything else before that is not important, other than the fact that as a player, as much as you want to win Stanley Cups, you also appreciate accomplishing things. And Connor still has a chance to win a scoring title. He still has a chance to score 100 or have 100 assists on the season. Those things, while not as important, they still mean something. So a player does not like sitting out. So if it's anything that's just kind of just okay, I could see him playing, but I think there will be a trainer and a coach pushing for him to have a little bit of a rest to make sure he's fully healthy for the playoffs.
What do you think of the Dylan Holloway recall?
Well, I'm a Dylan Holloway fan. I'd love to see him play and get significant minutes. I'd love to see him play as a regular. I think he brings, I've said before, I think he is a less angry Evander Kane. He plays heavy. He's fast. He's physical. He just needs to learn to score at the National Hockey League level. That takes time. He makes the Oilers a faster hockey club. And in the games that he's been given minutes, he makes them a more physical hockey club as well. He just so far hasn't earned the trust of this coaching staff or the last coaching staff, and that usually has to do with defensive lapses that may still be in his game.
We're joined by Rob Brown for Montorio Homes. Rob, Matthias Ekholm, man, oh, man. You know, it's funny, and Matt T referenced this as well. We're constantly circling back to Hyman and Ekholm. They're transformative players that the Oilers have added, aren't they?
Well, I mean, small part on Hyman. The guy scored 50 goals. As a free agent signing, had a really, really friendly cap hit for the team, and he scored 50 goals. And he does everything else right. So that huge signing there. When last year, when the Oilers were at the trade deadline, there was a lot of talk about Erik Karlsson, and I know you had it on your show.
And you know I did, and you know who didn't want Erik Karlsson.
Well, I love Erik Karlsson. I think he's a fantastic hockey player. Years and years ago, we had a fan call in and say, would you trade Taylor Hall for Erik Karlsson? And I said yes, and they were really mad at me. But I'm like, this guy's a Hall of Famer. Like, this guy's incredible. But last year, he wasn't what they needed.
Yeah.
I love Erik Karlsson, but he wasn't what they needed. They needed an Ekholm. And I was a big Ekholm fan when he played in Nashville. And when Ekholm came, I'm like, that's the player they need. Having said that, I could not have anticipated him being as good as he is. I really couldn't. Like, I knew he would help this team. I knew it's exactly what the Oilers needed. But I didn't think he would be this good. And he's made Evan Bouchard better. He's allowed Darnell Nurse not to play the minutes that he's had to play. Every time he's on the ice, you feel confident. It's one of those guys that, like, when he's on the ice, okay, we're going to be okay this shift because Ekholm is on the ice. He's always had offensive ability, but in Nashville, he wasn't as good offensively as Roman Josi. Very few are. So he played behind him. He's getting a chance here, and you get to see it a bit more, plus the way the Oilers play. They have their defensemen jumping up. Matthias Ekholm and Zach Hyman, if the Oilers win the Stanley Cup, it could be on those two moves made by Ken Holland.
Yeah, we're joined by Rob Brown, Fort Montorio Homes, Bob Stauffer with you on Oilers Now. Do you think Connor, I mean, we know he wants the 100 assists. Like, he's going to play, Rob, before the end of the regular season. Do you think it matters that much winning the Art Ross?
Yes, I think it does.
Yeah.
I think it does. Here's a question. Do you think it mattered to Wayne Gretzky every time he won one?
I think it's different. Do you want the explanation between Wayne and Connor?
Okay.
My theory is this. Connor McDavid is so explosive and so dynamic and capable of doing things at a speed that nobody else can do that by the time he made it to the NHL, there was nobody who wasn't a believer. Plus, we scout players differently today. We have way more access to information. Everybody knew how good he was. Not to take people down a trip down memory lane, but there were non-believers of Wayne's when Wayne came in with the Oilers from the WHA.
I agree. I agree with all that. But star players, they love all the team success. But they also, they love winning scoring championships. They love scoring 50 goals. You saw the excitement when players score 50 goals. It means something.
Yeah.
When someone gets 100 points, it means something. Connor getting 100 assists. But to win scoring titles year after year after year after year, it does mean something. Now, I'm sure the players will always talk it down, but it is something that I believe is important to players. Kucherov would love to win this scoring title. He'd love to win the Hart. Nathan MacKinnon, 100% he'd love to win the scoring title. He'd love to win the Hart. And I know that Connor's got both those already in his back pocket, but it just continues to cement his legacy. Oh, yeah, remember when he won 9 or 10 or 12 or 15 scoring titles. And even when these other players had great years, he still found himself beating a Kucherov having a career year, beating a MacKinnon having a career year. So, yes, I do believe it means something to him, just like it meant something to Leon when he won a scoring title. Now, having said all of that, the Stanley Cup is the ultimate prize for these guys because of what they have already on their resume.
Yes.
But I still do believe a scoring title would feel good for him. And getting your name called at the award ceremony in the summer as the Hart Trophy winner, I do believe that means something to these players.
So McDavid's at 99 assists. I'm going to all but guarantee he's going to find a way to get one more assist between now and the end of the regular season. Become the fourth player in NHL history to have a 100 assist season. I know a guy who had 49 goals. How close did you get to scoring 50?
Well, I needed 2 goals in my last 2 games. Second last game, I hit a couple posts. My last game, I needed 2 goals. I hit a post in the first period. I scored in the second. And in the third period, in overtime, we went to overtime in Philadelphia, and they needed an extra point to move them up in the standings. It meant nothing to us. They pulled their goalie in overtime. So I was on the ice, face off on our own end. I more or less had counted my 50th goal because I was on the ice with Mario. He was going to go through everybody and pass it to me for an empty net. And the coach pulled me off the ice with about a minute to go in overtime. So before the faceoff, so I never got the chance. So I was one drop of a puck from probably scoring my 50th.
Was that G. Newbiaco?
Yeah, it was Gene Ubriaco, who, and Dan Quinn, who's who we put on the ice for me, told Gene, he said, he's got 49, we can get him 50. And Gene said, it's a team game, and wouldn't change his mind. Dan Quinn said he would come off, and he did, but by then Mariota had gone through the whole team and scored himself. So yeah. I was really, really close. But
now what happened? Did Philly end up scoring, or did Pittsburgh?
No, Mario did. Mario scored in the empty net. Yeah, he just went. He got the face, went down the ice. I mean, an empty net. Nobody's stopping Mario.
Right.
He's got an empty net. So
he's like Evander Kane with an empty net. Three fastest guys out there: Ryan McLeod at a skills competition, Connor McDavid at the All-Star game, and Evander Kane going for a loose puck in an empty net.
Yeah, it is amazing how quick he gets going. Like, there's nobody catching him on that. But yeah, no, it's so I do believe individual stats do, I mean, the smile that Zach Hyman had when he scored his 50th goal, or when Leon got his 50th, or when I saw Austin Matthews score his 60th earlier this year. Individual stats do mean something to professional athletes in any sport. I mean, who was the basketball player a couple of years ago called a timeout in a 30-point blowout so he could set up a play so he can get a triple-double? Guys, players know what their stats are at all times.
Great stuff, Rob. Thanks for joining us on Oilers Now. We'll see you tomorrow when the Oilers take on Vegas.
Sounds good, Bob.
It is 6:21 in Edmonton. We'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to Oilers Now.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
It was about 9,000 degrees in the studio, by the way, so I finally had to open the door and get the fan going. You guys are all chilling in that other room, but it gets a little warm in there during the summer.
This room can get, Kellen will... can tell you how...
It's basically a terrarium. Glorified terrarium in here.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Spent a lot of times in terrariums, do you?
Well, this one.
Yes. There you go. All right, you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. You're going to love this one. It comes to us from the 403. Which city's in the 403, by the way, Dave Campbell?
That would be the city of Calgary.
After the Oilers get swept in round one, this text says, it's probably best to move on from 29. Great player and one of the most productive Oilers of all time, so I can't see the legs keeping up much past 32 years of age. After the Oilers get swept from round one. Okay. Well, anything can happen. At least you can be in the position where you're in round one. What the heck happened to the Calgary Flames? They only had four skaters on Saturday night that played against Edmonton in the 2022 Pacific Division Final. By the way, they have a banner in Calgary, Pacific Division Titleist.
Right.
They didn't actually win the Pacific Division. They came in first in the regular season, but they didn't win the actual division. The Oilers beat them in five.
Right.
What happened to Calgary, Dave?
Well, I think Craig Conroy's job one is to create an identity. They just don't have one right now. Well, maybe they do. It's just not a good one. But
a lot of Russians. A lot of Russians.
Well, yeah, and that's true. I mean, and when he played, he had a lot of European flavor on.
That's interesting.
That, you know, I mean, you think back, right? I mean, you look at that 0-4 Cup run.
By the way, we have a couple people from Hong Kong that are following us in the podcast.
Oh.
So just wanted a special shout-out to them. I know... I know we've heard good news on the sales front regarding the podcast for the next couple of months, so you can figure that out. And Brendan and Dave do a great job getting those podcasts for Oilers Now up right away. Jason from Sangudo texts us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Bob, is it true you're the fourth fastest skater on those rental skates until the figure skater dropped you like a bad habit? Okay, let's just establish again. Yes, they were plastic skates, and there were about 200 people skating around, and I had my Red Bull in one hand, and I looked down because somebody had texted me, and I was not paying attention to where I was skating, and I look up, and there's a girl doing a triple salchow. So I'm like, all right, I gotta bail out of here. Otherwise, I'm going to run into her. That's not going to look good. And the players happened to see me go for a little bit of a spill. And since that game, the Oilers have gone from 31st in the league to 8th. Okay? They've been pretty good. They're like 40...
You got too many things in your hands.
Yeah, they were 2-9-1 when that happened. Just think about that.
That's right.
It's a turning point in the season.
Bob turned the season around.
I turned the season.
Falling on his can.
Okay, well, maybe not. Cars cost less than Wetaskiwin, and Brentridge Ford is well known for their top shelf service department. They don't forget about you after you purchase a vehicle. You can reach out to Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and let the team at Brentridge Ford make you a repeat customer. The number is 780-352-6048. Brentridge Ford is your Ford Trek Authority on the Auto Mile in Wetaskiwin. Zach Ferguson has a global news weather traffic update. Reed Wilkins in the final 15 minutes of the show. Colin Chalk coming up. Bakersfield Condors head coach up next on Oilers Now.